Daniel.
Yes, man.
Hello, Jasmine. This is Daniel.
Oh, hi, Daniel. Is that all? Just us?
I just got here. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Shabbat Shalom, Daniel. How are you?
I'm well.
Good evening.
Are you the only one on, or is there somebody else on?
Jasmine.
Jazz.
Good evening, Jasmine.
Good evening, Hanal.
So please join me in saying the end of the Koach. Ana b'koach gedulat shemincha tati tera Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu Taharenu no ra Ufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dor Shehudcha Kivavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. The letters of the month of Kislev. The Gimel that created the planet Tzedek, the planet Jupiter, the planet of righteousness, and the Samach that created the constellation Sagittarius, the sign of Keshet, the bow or the rainbow. Some people think it's the archer. Together, the Samach and the Gimel have a gematria of 63, which connects us to the energy store of Bima. Barchem tacharem, rachamei sitkadcha, gami gamlem, betet reish, tzaditav Gimel. Asin kadosh, Berov tuvcha na'el adata et kufet et nunayim yachid geye lamcha penei zochrei kedushata yud gimel lamed pei zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel, ushmati akatenu, yodea talumot, shin kufav, tadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space, and now we will separate between the positive and negative aspects of that creation. Through utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, Berav Chesed Be'emet, Notzer Chesed Lalafim, Nasaya won ba fesha, bechata vinake. We're now going to read the verses that connect to the energy of the years, starting with this year of the goat, 5777. Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Tod saduni katsipor oyevai chinam. The verse has five words. When we take the five letters of the first letter of each word, we're able to parse it into three Hebrew words, satskiyach. And that this translates as appear like brothers. The final letters can be permutated into two Hebrew words, dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. These translations and these five newly created words connect to the energy of this year, 5777, the year of the goats. The second verse that we connect to has the name of the year spelled within it, Tav Shin Ayin Zion, and it, the letters Tav Shin Ayin Zion are separated by seven letters each. And this is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Kim ba Adonai Yo he wahe Elohechem Tadabaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. And we have Daniel, who's with us tonight on this call, to thank for this information. Now we're going to read two additional verses for the year 5776. And the first of those two verses is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Brach ha-kohanim ha-yulimat v'lo yachlu leha-ashi et kol ha-olot v'yichaskum achechem ha-levim ad kelot ha-mlacha v'yad yitkadshu ha-kohanim ki ha-levim yishrei levav Leitvadesh me hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Ala Me Hey 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 Aka-a-re-ka-ha. The second verse in terms of the year 5776, the year of the pause, is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bitu ba Adonai Yohewahe Adead kibia yo hey Adonai yo hey wa hey Tzur olam. There are three verses for the year 5775, the year that potentially swallows death forever. Job chapter 7, verse 19 is the first of the three. Kamalo Yishem imeni lo tarpeni adili ruki. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23 is the second. Uru udu mikol amachavoya asher yitchabe sham ushavtem elai el nachol והלך מאיתכם, וחיים ישנו בארץ, וחיפשתי אותו בכל אלפי יהודה. The third verse is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Igelo lanetza yoved roal yom ruayo. For the year 5774, the year of peace in the Middle East, there's only one verse, and that's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisamti makom leami Israel untati vishakan tahta vilo yergaz odilo yosifu vene avlala anoto kasher barishona. And we're going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the ninth day of Kislev. And we know that the ninth day of the ninth month, the ninth of Kislev, is a good day to connect to the Zohar for Parnassah and Sustenance. And there's a link on our Hilulah page to connect to that. And the Tzaddikim who left, Rabbi Nosson ben Rabbi Tzvi Trubetzel, and Rabbi Dover Schneerson of Lubavitch, which I believe is the fifth of this of the second of the Lubavitch Chabad Rebbe's. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. And we're reading now from the Zohar, from the Parasha Vayetze, section 5. You can reach that handout by going to the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. The first row, the right-hand column. When that opens up, scroll to Parasha Vayetze. And when that opens up, click on step in 5. And we'll start with Pasuk Bedi.
No, what's the big thing to do?
There's some background noise, so I'd appreciate it if you'd mute your phones. We'll start with Lashem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barifu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urchimu Urchilu Urchilu Urchimu L'yachda L'shem Yud He B'vav He B'yehuda Shilim B'shem Kol Yisrael L'imud Torah Mitzvah L'atzok Torah Mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konaneh Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konanehu. Bnei Alma Rechimei Ila'a Tur Mana Vivu Ayes Vivu Shema'u Man Hakimei The difference of these two numbers is 650, which hints at the completion of Malchut, being the gematria of Adonai, 65, and completion represents the 10 Sephirot, and 65 times 10 is 650. Pasuk 31. Ve'odait kelef nun sofit b'shuta kelaladit rein nun kefukpa nufa chada yudihi reuta ve'apek shevilin patash ben atvan Vavad Rekniya Yaakov Bain Tirain Ruhin Biatel Bane Shai Fae Milule Ad Nachat Lehainun Dehi Kefufa Vechavru Lachachada Lafon Bedarom Levatar It kasharu kachada ein nun kefufa fe'er sheva ikrevi itmale miyako le'asha kaha kol etrei ana fe'ad v'yetze yako mi be'er sheva v'yelech tarana To me the air shava Ve'elav tehamina Nafek levatar azel Ve'ashka'a lecharana Dihu beira Diltata charon af Hashem Terev Hashem beina Bedina Ayaluk Elokim Bead Elokim Bau Goim Benachalat Echa And this is God Alkin Tisofet Tosefta. The translation. The Zohar repeats and further explains these words, saying, therefore, the vertically extended state final nun was engraved, for it represents the union of male and female, Zeran, Pin, and the Nukva. For the bent nun represents the Nukva alone, without a male. The letter Yud, desire, and Bina, which produce 32 paths, struck between the letters, namely the 22 letters which are male and female, and formed the firmament which is Jacob, namely the central column, between the two winds, the south and the north, right and left columns. It then joined the pieces. Then Jacob descended towards the bent nun, the Nukva and his right and left columns, north and south, were joined in it as one. By this the Nukva is built and becomes ready for union. Then Jacob and the Nukva were joined as one and became a straight final nun, which includes Jacob and the Nukva. This bent nun, which is the Nukva and includes the straight final nun, is called Be'er Sheva. It is filled by Jacob to water the flocks of sheep, namely to give plenty to the lower beings, as it is written, and Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. Further, from Beersheba means above, namely in Bina, for he came out of it, and there received plenty. Therefore it is written, and Jacob went out from Beersheba, then he went to water Haran, the lower well, that is the Nukva, where there are judgments called the wrath of Hashem and the sword of Hashem, in which lies the judgment of the courthouse named Elohim. Therefore, Scripture mentions the name of Elohim, as in Elohim, heathen nations have come into your inheritance. And this is the end of the Tosefta, the addendum. Before I go into my commentary, the Zohar was revealed in different sections. Most of those sections were revealed in 1170, I believe it is, in Spain by Rabbi Moses de Leon. But there were other times and other places over the years where different pasukim from the Zohar was revealed. Some of these were in Germany, some in Poland, some in the Middle East, in Iran, in Iraq, in North Africa. All of these came from different locations. But in the 1600s, they were printed all in one place, and they were called the Tosefta, which translates as the addendum. And the addendum includes verses from the Zohar for many of the parashiot. It's not just one parasha. So throughout the Sulam commentary, you'll find verses that say, this is coming from the Tosefta. In the traditional Zohar, the Tosefta is never included in what was revealed by Moses de Leon. It's done as an addendum, as added. But in the Sulam commentary, it was put together. And that was done by the Kabbalah Center and by Rabbi Michael Berg. Now I'm reading my commentary on this pasuk. This verse is clear as written if one will just contemplate its words. It is explaining more about the letter Nun and its relationship to Jacob, who is related to Tiferet. Pasuk 32. Rabbi Yitzhak Hawa Yatev Yoma Had Kame Me'arta De'afek Kuta A'avar Had Barnash Udrain Benin Imeya Wahawa Mar Had Lechad Datokfa Deshim Shah Besid Rad Darum Ihu Ve'alma la itkayam ela al ruach begin deruach ihu kiu mashelimu dekal sitrin ve'il male ve'ihu kaima bishlimu la yakel alma la itkayama. The translation. Rabbi Yitzhak was sitting one day by the cave of Apikuta. A man passed with his two sons, one of whom said that the bigger of the sons, Zeranpin, is from the south side, which is the secret of the right, Chasadim. And the Nukva does not exist save by wind, which is the central column, because the wind represents existence and perfection on all sides. This is because the central column, which is the wind, includes the south and north sides together, which are right and left, the secret of Chachma and Chasadim. If it were not complete, the word, the Nukva, would not have been able to survive. My commentary. Malchut starts in the left column, and only due to the central column does it become corrected, and then it moves to the center column. Pasuk 33. A Amar lo ahuha zeirail male. Yaakov lait kayayam al matachatse. Peshatadi hadu beno Yehuda dilela. We amaru shema Yisrael Hashem Eloheinu. Hashem Echad Dahu Shelimu Eila Aliyit Yachada Yehuda Echad Kidei Chabar Yaakov Avuchon Benatel Beteya Vitev Beya Bethibura Adaim Avahan Vitchabara Vitar Benukva Ahada. The translation. The younger brother said that if it were not for Jacob, the world would not have existed. Come and behold, whenever his children proclaim the unity of the supernal union, saying, "Hear, Israel, Hashem our Elohim, Hashem is one," the Shema, which is the perfection of the High One from Abba and Ima, so as to be joined in one unison, Jacob, their father, the central column, Tiferet, then joins and takes possession of his house, the Nukva, the secret of the lower union, and he sits in it united with the fathers, the right and left columns, so as to join male and female as one, because there is no union of male and female before the central column. Jacob mediates and attaches the two columns, right and left, who are Abraham and Isaac. My commentary. Again, this is a description of the Sephirot, Hesed, Gevura, Tiferet, and Malchut. That's the end of section 5. Does anybody have any questions? Section 6. Is titled Arise Hashem. Pasuk 34. Amar Rabbi Yitzhak Yishtata Bechadaihu Yeshma Maika Amre Azal Bechadaihu Betachahu bar nashwa amar Uma Hashem limnuchatecha Ata vayaron uzech Uma Hashem limnuchatecha Taman de amar Yikum malka levenaicha Imashkineya. The translation. Rabbi Yitzhak said to himself, "I shall join them and hear what they say." He went with them. The man opened the discussion with the verse, "Arise, Hashem, to your resting place, you in the ark of your strength." Arise, Hashem, to your resting place means may the king rise to his house of rest, to his abode. My commentary. What is the king's house of rest? It is Bina, which is where both Zeron Bin, the king, and Malchut, the queen, will rise eventually during the 1,000 years of peace and completion. This is my opinion. Pasuk 35. Irani nun awo. The Amaru Kuma Hashem Moshe with David Moshe Amar, Uma Hashem, Vayakutsu, Oyevecha, La David Amar, Uma Hashem, Limnucha Techa, Maika Benayu, Ela Moshe Keman, Vipake, Livetea, Kamar Moshe, Pakeidla, Leagacha, Kirava, Lekavel Sano, David Zamen Lea, Lenaicha Kima, Timazmin Limarea, Zamin Limalka, Umatronita, Imea, Ahidikti, Uma Hashem Limnuchatecha, Ata ve'aron zecha, begin dila le'afra shalom.
The translation. Two men said, Arise, Hashem, Moses and David. Moses said, Arise, Hashem, and let your enemies be scattered. David said, Arise, Hashem, to your resting place. What is the difference between them? Moses, the husband of the queen, said it as if commanding his household. He ordered his wife to engage in warfare with his enemies. David invited him to repose as a man who invites his sovereign to his house. He invited the king and his consort with him. This is the meaning of the verse. Arise, Hashem, to your resting place, you in the ark of your strength, you the king in the ark of your strength, the Nukvah, so as not to separate them. My commentary, this verse is clear as it is written. Pasuk 36. Kohan echa yildeshu tzedek v'chasidecha Yiranenu mikan olifna Dimandim zamyen lemalka Yishane ovado Begin lemechav tedba lemalka Iarcheya lemalka Dechadan lea The translation. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and let your pious ones shout for joy. From this we learn that whoever invites the king should change his customs to bring joy to the king. If the king wants to be entertained by common jesters, he should arrange before him worthy jesters and great ministers. Unless he does so, he will not make the king happy. My commentary. What do you think is meant by this pasuk? How does one arrange for common gestures for our spiritual work? Pasuk 37. Tachatze David Zamin. Leia lemalka, ulmatronita lenaihu lenaicha, maavad shane bedihe, bedemalka begin rofinus, umaninhu dikti, bohanecha yil beshu. Tzedek v'chasidecha, yiranenu, Rachasidecha. Yiranenu v'viecha. Yiranenu v'ibaye. Le'yadeha le'vaye. Inun b'viche. Malka v'hashta David. Tizamin le'ya. L'na'echa avad kohanei. V'chasidei dilechewu, inun b'dishei malka.
The translation. Come and see. David invited the king and his consort to repose. As it is written, arise, Hashem, to your resting place. How did he do this? By changing the king's gestures into distinguished ministers, who are, as it is written, let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and let your pious ones shout for joy. It is written, and let your pious ones shout for joy, but it should have been, and let your Levites shout for joy. For the Levites are the king's jesters. But when David invited the king to rest, he ordered the priests and the pious ones, not the Levites, to be the king's jesters. My commentary. There is a common teaching that after the Mashiach, the Levites will become priests, and the priests will become Levites in their work in the third temple. This may be the source for this teaching. Pasuk 38. Amar lo kucha barichu David la baena Leatracha Allah Amar lea David mare Badant bechekalach At aved Reutach hashta Bezamina Lach birute, biruti, taimamila, beachrava ilen, deinun chashive, yatir af algav, delav archaihu, behai. The translation. The Holy One, blessed be He, said to David, David, I do not wish to trouble them, the priests and the pious ones, to draw the illumination of the left. They are the mystery behind the verse, because he delights in mercy. David answered, Master, when you are in your palace, you do as you please. That is similar to Moses, who said, Arise, Hashem, and let your enemies be scattered, which is the secret of the illumination of the left, when on its own. Then only the Levites and not the priests or the pious ones are the jesters of the king. Now that I have invited you, my wish is to bring before you those of a higher order to be your jesters, namely the priests and the pious ones, even though it is not their custom, as they pertain to the secret of the verse, because he delights in mercy. My commentary. We learn from this pasuk that the way to invite the pious ones to be jesters is to emulate the trait of chesed within Hashem and bring that into your life and into your actions. Pasuk 39. Mikan olifna demandehu beveteya Yesader orcheya beobadeya Kiruteya imzamin leya veaved Reuteya deushpizeya Kimadim sadar
alo deha davidach la levae visadar kachane vikuchabrihu okimila kiruteya. The translation. From here we learn that a man may arrange things as he pleases in his own house, but when invited somewhere else, it behooves him to follow the customs of his host. For when David replaced the Levites with the priests, the Holy One, blessed be he, accepted it according to his wishes. My commentary. We learn from this pasuk the idea that it is important to follow the customs of the place wherever you are present. It's the end of section 6. Does anyone have any questions? We could do section 7, but we don't have enough time, so I'm going to stop here. Are there any questions at all from these two sections or anything else? Class is Saturday at 6 o'clock West Coast time. We will have a Havdalah ritual at 7 o'clock. A Zohar class. Sunday at 10:30 a.m. we'll begin our preparation for Hanukkah. At 2 o'clock West Coast time, we will have our basic class here in Atlanta, and you're all invited to join us. We'll be teaching additional insights into the Anabakoa, as well as starting the 72 names of God. Monday at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class, and at 7 o'clock, Rabbi Ashlag's essays. Tuesday at 4:30, a mini Zohar class, and at 7 o'clock, the Tikkuni Zohar, class number 3. Wednesday at 4:30, a mini Zohar class, and at 7 o'clock, questions and answers. Next Thursday at 4:30, an advanced reincarnation class, and at 7 o'clock, a Zohar class in the Parashah of Vayishlach. I wish you all a Shabbat Shalom. Have a wonderful Shabbat filled with peace and plenty and general joy. And Shalom to all. We'll speak soon.
Shalom.
Thank you, Hanukkah.
Thank you.
Shalom.